Hey, this is Jeff Milo. I have a new show called My Local, a weekly one-hour showcase of the vibrant Michigan music scene, spanning diverse genres of rock, indie pop, folk, soul, and beyond. Celebrate music from the Mitten on My Local, Tuesday at 9 p.m. on 101.9 WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at wdet.org/curious.
I'm Jake Neer, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions. The question we got comes from David Ewick of Southfield, and it's a heavy one.
Why is it that sometimes police officers use lethal force and other times they don't? How do they determine when?
It seems so simple. Police officers can aim for arms, legs, or hands. We see it on TV and in movies all the time. Sometimes it's even portrayed in a silly way.
Trigger finger. Somebody done shut off my trigger finger.
But the consequences are deadly serious. There's no reporting mechanism in Michigan for police shootings, so it's very hard to tell how many there have been. But we hear about them on the news and in social media. In December, Dearborn police shot and killed 35-year-old Kevin Matthews after chasing him and getting into a scuffle. Matthews was unarmed. To get to the bottom of David's question, I dropped in at the Oakland Police Academy in Auburn Hills, where recruits were in the middle of shooting drills.
On this particular course of fire, they have to hit the silhouette who has a gun in his hand, so that signifies a threat.
That's Everett Guard, an instructor and rangemaster at the police academy. He's been doing this kind of work on and off for about 20 years and formerly served on the Pontiac Police Department. He says not much has changed in that time when it comes to how officers are trained to use their guns.
With the recent events, we don't train any different because we've always been, you know, trained with, okay, you have to have a threat there.
Under federal case law, police officers can use lethal force when they reasonably perceive their lives or others' lives are in danger. Law enforcement officials I spoke with say there's no science to determining whether there's a threat and that every situation is different.
They're never trained to shoot to kill. But you intend to stop that action.
That's the longtime director of the Oakland Police Academy, Richard Tillman, who spent 3 decades with Detroit Police.
Death is likely to occur, but that isn't your intention. You just want them to stop either charging you with a knife or stop firing that weapon at you.
Tillman says you don't want to aim for arms, legs, or other parts of the body that are smaller and more likely to move around in these situations. If you miss the person, you don't know where that bullet is going to end up, which creates a danger for other people nearby. And shooting someone around the sternum area is most likely to incapacitate them. I wanted to evaluate the answers we were getting, so I spoke with Dr. Carl Taylor, a Michigan State University professor who studied police shootings. Taylor also has family members in law enforcement. He says he's not buying the idea that police don't intend to kill when they fire their guns.
In all of my research, they have been taught to shoot to stop the challenge, and that is shoot to kill in street terms. That's simply what it is. They have to.
Taylor says he's not suggesting police go out looking to kill someone, but he says they have to do everything in their power to stop the threat of someone who poses an immediate danger. I asked our listener David Ewick to come back and share his thoughts about what we found when trying to answer his question. He says he's not surprised by any of it and had a hunch that's what we'd find out, but he says it doesn't put the issue to bed.
I did not believe that there was a simple answer. And to me, that was kind of why I wanted to present the question, was because I do think that it is something that needs to be an ongoing conversation.
You can find more stories like this by visiting wdet.org/curious. There you can also let us know what you're curious about in Detroit and across the region. Thanks for listening. I'm Jake Neer.